Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Close Up Radio. This is Jim Masters. A real pleasure to have you with us today. Always a pleasure to have you here, and we thank you very much for joining us. This is a part one of an exclusive two-part series with our very special guest, health and life coach, Michelle Race. Through Michelle's unique coaching program, women find their voice, discover new possibilities, and they start to live again. Yes, what do they start to live? Their life, and on their own terms. Really through a combination of goal setting and coaching techniques, providing objective feedback and asking insightful questions, Michelle supports women to reach for the stars and become more confident and assertive. She wholeheartedly defines midlife as learning to live with age guilty, a positive mindset where individuals can take all their experience and find the new ones. And it's actually not age guilty. You don't want to be age guilty. It's age agility. Age agility. It's taking the word age and then the rest of it, like agility, and putting it together. I think that's great. Learning to live life with agility, not age guilty. Never be guilty of age. Even if you don't tell people your real age, it doesn't matter. Live it and enjoy it. Michelle's personal style is caring, down-to-earth, empathetic, insightful, and supportive as she skillfully guides her clients through the particular challenges and changes of midlife, where they're not only dealing with biological changes, but everyday problems. As a science-based preventative healthcare coach, Michelle offers the most evidence-based tools to embrace healthy aging with what she calls agility, meaning improving the mental and physical health and well-being collaboratively. Because it's not just about aiming to live longer, but living better. We can live our best life, according to Michelle, and she emphasizes and embraces that fully and joyfully. She recently completed certification in nutrition coaching and a program as women's fitness specialist through the National Academy of Sports Medicine. She also studied digestive intensive with the Functional Nutrition Alliance. To date, she's excited to announce her upcoming program, Get Your Move On with Agility, the fitness program. It's really exciting. We're going to talk about that and much more live on Close Up Radio Live today, with our very special guest, health and life coach Michelle Race, coming to us from Rochester, New York, for part one of our exclusive Close Up Radio two-part series. Michelle, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Hi, Jim. Oh, it's great to be here, too. You said it all. I don't know if there's anything left for me to say, but I'm ready.
That's it. I tell you, oh, there's always lots to say and lots to share as well. Tell us, you know, early on, what is your story, your personal journey? What sort of in your own inspirational journey and the life moments you've had sort of pointed you in the direction of wanting to do this work and get into coaching?
Well, I've always kind of been a late bloomer, but I've also been a lifelong learner. And I really loved my career and my life. And every decade I found that my life was even getting better. And because I loved my career, I was in the professional aspect of it. I was in the clinical aspect, and I was growing every day. And then COVID-19 hit. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that affected us all personally in each and every way and differently for each of us. But I had just turned 68, and I decided not to return to this beloved profession I had as a dental hygienist because they they put us as number one risk of contracting the virus because we work in people's mouth. It was all that aerosol bacteria or virus that was causing the disease. So I do have to say that COVID was very good to me, though. It gave me the clarity to pivot, to study and train and practice and become a certified in health and life coaching. Because I still had a purpose. It gave me this passion to serve others. And as a licensed preventive health profession, it was kind of an automatic thing that I was drawn to coaching because that's what I did every day in the chair. I coached and counseled people. So that's my journey of how I pivoted at 68.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's a wonderful reason to pivot. And your role as a transformational coach, sounds like you've experienced transformation yourself. How is transformational coaching different from being a life coach?
Well, for me, I received advanced training where I received my certifications in health and life coach program, and I learned more tools to empower my clients to deepen their desired transformation. So it was more of extra training that I had to receive this additional certification.
That's fantastic. It's all part of the process. So they sort of weave in together some similarities, but there are some differences for sure. Define midlife. Is it different for women than men?
Well, midlife is described as the central period of a person's life. And that can span anywhere from between age 40 and 65, depending how people see themselves. It's basically, you know, the same for both genders, but however, it does seem to affect women much more. But that's what the description of midlife is, 40 to 65.
Do both men and women go out to buy the red sports cars?
Yeah, they do.
They both do.
They do.
That is funny. I know that's always, people always talk about that. I know. And you've had your own, again, personal journey, which has led you into coaching, which is amazing. I also talked about, in the introduction, agility. Break that out for us, how you came up with that. I think it's terrific. What does it actually mean?
Well, thank goodness you corrected yourself about the age guilty. That's what kind of
I know, right?
I
the way they had the hyphen there. In, it's what came to mind first. I said, that doesn't sound right. Why would you be guilty of age? You should celebrate it. That's got to be
Absolutely. Agility.
Yeah.
So I kind of coined the phrase, and I also trademarked it. Once the light bulb went off, I said, you know, this is it. This is what I want. And I'm going to trademark the term agility. And to me, it's having, of course, the ability to have the agility to age gracefully and to make these pivots any time of your life. It's so that you can reinvent yourself with your passions, your purpose. And it's important that, you know, as we age too, we want to leave a legacy for our family, our children, and to pay it forward however we can. And basically to live your best life because, well, you know what? The best is yet to come.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's agility.
Yes, I love that. Why do you feel society makes aging such a difficult time, more so for women than men?
Well, I think take, for instance, you know, forever advertisers have been youth obsessed, and this is probably where the whole idea of where society came in. And men have always had it easier. And like, who doesn't love a distinguished man with graying hair? Oh, they're so handsome. They only get better looking, right? But personally,
let's hope so.
I couldn't.
For all the men listening.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that at my high school reunion. So personally.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to let my silver shine through. And it took courage, actually, to go against the norm to do it because people say, oh, no, I can't do it. I'm too young, and blah, blah. I'm going to wait till I, you know, retire, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of excuses. But my generation can no longer be pinholed. And this is the baby boomer generation, and the next generation is not far behind. But we are huge. We're growing older. We're tech-savvy, and we have the money. So, hey, society has got to catch up with us because we're here to stay and grow.
See, that's what's important, isn't it? Growing, growing and expanding, right, exactly. That's so important in our lives for men and women. Why can women in midlife see this as a time of opportunity and growth rather than one of loss and sadness?
Well, finally, it is our time for this opportunity and personal growth. We've reached the pinnacle of our life, of our career, and we're retiring. We've raised our children. They're out of the house. There's so much to be grateful for. And now is the time to reignite that life that you kind of put on hold, you know, to have a family and a career. You know, pick up that musical instrument you used to play or get back to playing tennis or whatever it is that you had to put on hold. So it's time to reignite your passions to serve into your community, too, with volunteerism. Take classes. And, you know, how about this? How about making self-care a priority, too?
Self-care is very important, for all of us. It is. In our busy lives sometimes, we lose track of that, right, because we're so busy just keeping up with everything.
Keeping up with everybody, everything, and it's time to just take a breath, step back, and take care of yourself.
That's right. Why do you work with individuals by focusing on mind, body, and spirit?
Well, I feel it's holistic, and I'm not saying H-O-L-istic. I'm saying W-H-O-L-E, holistic. We're all one. It's our mind, body, and spirit is all one. And you can't, you know, work on one aspect without the other. You know, it all combines together. It starts with a mindset and the personal confidence to say yes to yourself, to make a move, to improve your life.
Yeah, it's so true, right? It's something that, again, once you get going, it gets exciting, right? Once you sort of come out of the...
Yeah, what's stopping you?
Yeah, you sort of get... Has that happened for you, I would imagine? Even you've experienced it yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm always working on, you know, my mindset, you know, keeping my body healthy and my spirit, you can say spirit could be anything. It could be religious. It could be just the feeling around you and how you present yourself to the world. It's all one. You want to portray yourself as best you can.
Right, and that's what's important, to be able to do that. And, again, it's something that you've done for a long time to the point of wanting to teach and show others how they can do it. Tell us, in terms of doing that, about some of the programs that you currently offer.
Mm-hmm. So you want to hear more about my programs?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Well, at present, I have three personal coaching programs. One is a health coach program, and it's called Healthy New Year Take On 2024 with Agility. And that's a 90-day health coaching program. My other program is Stop Missing Your Life, Learn to Live with Agility, and that's my life coaching, 90-day life coaching program. And there's all different steps that go through that. And then I also have another program called Transformational Life Coaching, which is Live Your Best Life with Agility. And this program is after somebody has gone through the 90-day program. It's a deeper dive and accountability to move forward, because sometimes people aren't ready to stop, but the program stopped, but they still need coaching and accountability to move forward and other things. And the other thing you mentioned at the beginning was I have in progress, I'm still working on, is a online 8-week fitness program to get your move on. And that's basically for people being inactive or sedentary. They're not even, you know, maybe just walk. They just, all they do is walk, but they don't do anything else. But it's to help gain flexibility, balance, and building muscle strength to increase metabolism while gaining energy and maintaining a healthy weight. We find as we get older, you know, there's everyday activities get harder and harder, and we fall. And so this program is just going to strengthen everything and get you to be able to keep up with your grandchildren and not have any everyday kind of injuries. So I'm excited about that. It takes a while to get an online program together, but I'm working on it.
You're working on it. And what's that process like? Like you say, you've been working hard on it.
I've been making videos. I made copy. I made videos. And I'm also taking a course myself on how to put it all together, because it's you know, you've got to have the right tech in places that you can put this information on so people can buy it. And I'm going to start with a webinar. The webinar is even done. I just want to get more of the program and together before I put it out there.
Right, exactly, which is fantastic. Takes time, but you're building a village,
it's
which
good.
I think is great. You know, what,
I'm loving it, enjoying it,
and you're loving it, which is important. What do you feel also distinguishes you from other transformational coaches that might be out there?
Oh, that's a great question. There's so many coaches out there, and they're all specializing in different goals that one may want to engage with or in. But what I do is it's a niche or a niche, however you say it, and I work with, particularly with women who are struggling with all of the changes that life does throw them at this age and at these later decades of life. And I walk the walk, so this is my story. I also do what I call a discovery call. And that's to see if I can be in service and if we would be a good fit to work with each other. And secondly, it's all about connection, trust, energy, and you just know when it's right. So there's different coaches out there, and there may be some coach that may have the niche that someone's looking for, and that's all good. We all work together, and there's enough love to share.
There really is, isn't there? You realize
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, there is, which I think is important for people to realize. How is coaching, from your perspective, Michelle, different from therapy?
Well, one of my best friends is a therapist, and she has a master's degree in social work, tremendous amount of hours in documented training to get her license. So a therapist works to look to the past to overcome deep-rooted issues, more of a mental game. A coach helps you heal by empowering you to achieve your future goals. So I guess, in other words, a therapist works on the why of certain behavioral patterns, and a coach will work on the how to work towards the goal. And referrals can work both ways, too, but they're two different professions, totally different. I admire a therapist. But I also know many therapists who have become certified coaches because it is different.
You know, that's the thing. Sometimes people lump it all together, but it is different. As a health coach, how do you work with women to keep them healthy, again, mind, body, and spirit?
Well, like I mentioned before, I see everybody as a whole being that cannot be separated out. So my coaching technique combines the mindset for change, the energy of a healthy body, and what areas of your life still need to be nourished, so it goes beyond, you know, just healthy eating tips. I take everything into consideration, and we build upon that, and you'll see that it all works together. It's all one.
That's important, isn't it? Having it all work together is very important.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are some of the things you love about this work that you do?
What I love about it, oh, gosh. I love working with people. I love being able to connect. I love being able to have people make their own decisions, come up with their own, you know, goals and decisions how to get there. A coach doesn't tell somebody what to do. A coach just lets the person develop their idea of their goal and how to reach them. And I just give feedback and accountability. And that's, you know, I'm not messing with anybody's mind, that's for sure. So it's very fulfilling to be able to help somebody see through to what the next step their life would want to be, you know, having that vision to step forward into where they want to go.
That's really important, isn't it? I think that's incredibly important for people to realize that, because sometimes they forget that. Aging is in our own hands, isn't it, and our control. How does that keep us, from your perspective, aging better?
Well, aging, there's nothing we can do about it. It's going to happen. And there are actually two different, you know, age is a number. And I feel it's just a sum of all our experiences, and it's all about longevity. There's two components to longevity. There's the chronological lifespan, which is how long we live, and the health span, which is the quality of years free from disability and disease. And so no matter if you're 38 or 88, we should all want to look and feel our best and live as long life as we can, and why not, right? So it's about making healthy choices starting in our youth, but it's never too late to start to make a change, and then continuing throughout our lifespan. Now, genetics only plays 20% of this whole agility and longevity thing. It's the 80% that determines your health, your appearance, your longevity, and your happiness. So what you have to do is take that 80%, no matter what your circumstances could be, and 'cause you hold that power, and consider the goals and what's important to you, and then make like one or three little small habit changes. And then within 3 to 6 months, you can see a positive attitude about aging and the growth that you've made. Because truly being alive does mean constant growth.
Yeah, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. On so many levels, right, on so many levels. Which I think is so important. How do your coaching packages work?
Well, the personal one-to-one coaching packages are all a 90-day coaching package, because to get any changes, to make any step forwards, you do need that 90-day time frame to make a change. What I do is I meet with everybody on a weekly basis, there's a quote from my healthcare institute where I went to school, where small hinges or habit changes swing big doors or goals. So, and I empower the client to build those that personal confidence to establish their own goals, and I give them the needed space for transformation. I give them the tools that they need and the accountability to move forward. And this happens over about a 90-day period of time to do it good, because it does take small little steps. And you don't want to rush things. You just want to, you know, make small change, and then you can add on to that. I've had people that wanted, you know, everything fixed in tomorrow, and it just doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, people don't come up with these problems overnight, and they can't be fixed overnight either.
Right, exactly. Right. Takes time, takes investment, and the best
takes
investment
work.
You can ever make is in yourself.
Yeah.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. What would be something, if somebody's struggling or stuck or going through something now, that would be a message that you would love to share with our listeners on this episode? And again, it's part one of a two-part series. What would that message be for the ones listening today?
Sure. Well, my goal is to enable my clients to create the habit change so that you can gain confidence, be inspired, and empowered to take action to make these changes to live your best life. So I invite anyone to join me on this agility journey, as I call it, to be pro-age at any age, dwell in the possibilities of the life that's still ahead of you, say no to being reluctant and negative talk. That always hurts my ears anyway. And there's no reason to say I'm too old, I don't have time, I don't know how, blah, blah, blah. It's these taking these small steps that can lead to big successes. So I just say choose confidence and happiness. Your best life is still ahead, and you're worth it.
Beautifully said.
Thank you. You're breaking up on me a little bit, Jim.
Yeah, we're good on the air, so the other part, they can hear everything. Make the website to everybody. Michelle Race.
I hope we're through, because you broke up and I didn't hear a word you said. Bad connection.
Master, thanking you for your time this time until next time. On the next episode, which let's take a quick look and see when that is. Wednesday, November 29th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So that is part two. We look forward to that as well. And Michelle, thank you very much for joining us on Close Up Radio. It was a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I enjoyed it too. I hope everyone else got a little bit out of that too, then what I had to share. You have a good day.
Absolutely. You too. Happy Thanksgiving as well to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving. You too.
That's right. All right. You be well. You take care as well. Michelle Race, that's MichelleRace.com. That is the website. Wonderful person, isn't she? She's extraordinary. Health and life coach extraordinaire. And she can help you. Make contact with her. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time. Inviting you to stay right there. We'll be back in a few moments with another incredible guest right here live exclusively on Close Up Radio. For all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk again soon on Close Up Radio Live. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.